What's up, everybody? This is Healing Intentions, and I'm your host, Dr. Adrian Mometi. This podcast is about natural health and wellness, mental health, cannabis, psychedelics, philosophy, and spirituality. Today, my guest is Megan Da Silva. Megan is passionate about the topics of reprogramming the brain and demystifying meditation. The main reason is that she used those tools to overcome herself and live this new life that she totally feels aligned with today, feeling good in her mind and body, the decisions that she's taking, and grateful for her soul tribe that she has attracted. She is living today with the belief that life is supposed to be simple and that she can attract everything her heart wants because she learned it. By taking the action of consciously creating her future and being very intentional with what she does in her life. That is what she's teaching today through one-on-one sessions. Let's get started. All right. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Healing Intentions. This is your host, Dr. Adrian Mometi. And today I have a super, super special guest, Megan Da Silva. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Absolutely. We met very recently at the Dr. Joe Dispenza retreat in Dallas. And I met so many beautiful souls at that event. And I invited them all to come on my podcast. And Megan is the first of many. And so I'm super excited to have her on to share her story, to share her heart and everything on her mind. And so I'd like to start off, Megan, if you don't mind, just checking in with yourself. Tell me three words right now of how you're feeling right now in this moment.
I feel that my heart is beating fast. And it's, as we just said, it's a bit of stress, but excitement at the same time. You know, it's my first podcast. So yeah, this is how I feel right now. But it's an amazing feeling, right? I'm just grateful to be here. Grateful, I would add it. Yeah. Grateful, excited, a bit stressed, but that's okay. I was thinking about this before the podcast, and I reminded myself that it's important to be gentle with ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. Say it's okay. And not like blaming myself for being stressed, but instead just accepting it. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Yeah.
Yep, it sure is.
Did I say three words? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He said plenty. That's great. Yep. Awesome. Awesome. That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. So why don't you start off by telling everybody what is your story, Megan? What's your background? Kind of what brings you to this point here?
It's funny when people ask me this question, I'm like, I don't know where to start. So I would start with, so I was born in France. I was born in France, in Lyon. And when I was 23, I decided to go to Canada. And this time I had an internship opportunity. So I was supposed to stay 6 months here, but finally I just felt in love with the city and I decided to stay here since then. So it's been 5 years now that I'm in Canada. And I would say that this has been one of the best decisions in my life because I just decided to, you know, move here and step into the unknown in some way, because I came here on my own, knowing nobody, you know. And yeah, it was a beautiful decision because I followed my heart, what my heart was telling me. And this enabled me to start to know myself. Start my self-development journey. Because the fact that, you know, I was far away from my family, my familiar environment, my friends and everything that was retouching. I know it's a French word that was linked. I'm trying to find the English word. Everything that kept me in my old version of me in some way. And I just detached from that, so it enabled me to start my self-development journey and to start my, you know, to be on the path of my heart, you know. Mm-hmm. So this is where everything started.
Wow.
5 years ago, yeah. And so, yeah, at the beginning, you know, I was asking myself, like, simple questions, like how to be rich, you know. Because I was working at a 9-to-5 job. I was an internship, and I was like, it doesn't resonate with me. Like, why should I work at a 9-to-5 job for people that I don't even know, for a company that isn't doing good for the planet? And also by earning a limited salary. And then it's going to be the case for all my life, even if maybe one day I will have $100K per year, it's still be limited, you know? Mm-hmm. And so this is where I started to ask myself some question, like how to be rich, you know? So it was more on the financial, on the financial side at the beginning. And then after the years, you know, I just started to be more on my spiritual path and going deeper, because I was trying to, since I was focusing on the financial side, I discovered that I was feeling something wrong inside of me, you know, because I just was focusing on money. Mm. And this is where I started my spiritual path and just to trying to figure out what I truly wanted to do, you know, in this lifetime. And this led me here today to being very connected to myself, being very aligned with my life and with every decisions that I am taking. So I'm very, very grateful and happy about it, you know, mm-hmm. attracting the right people, my soul tribe, mm-hmm. new opportunities. Yeah, this is wonderful. And this is mostly because at the beginning of the year, especially, everything like it quantumly shifted for me, because I started to live every single day in devotion to harmony within me. So that is to say, meditate, working out, affirmations, you know, spending a lot of time doing that, spending a lot of time with myself, taking decisions that were very hard, but that enabled me to decondition myself from the old version of me, that is stop dating app, delete dating app, spend more time with myself, you know. One of my biggest fear was to, yeah, be alone, you know. I used to be someone that was going out every single day, you know. I feared to miss something, to miss an experience. So I was like, oh, what should I do today? And but yeah, so I decided to do the opposite and spend more time with myself to know myself better. Mm-hmm. And this is all the decisions, the big decisions that I took. I also quit my 9-to-5 job, a big one too. Awesome. So all of these decisions that I took this year was, I think I feel the most difficult one, most uncomfortable ones, but the best ones for me, you know, beautiful proof of love for myself. And I'm very, very proud of myself that I did that. Just leading me here, trusting life, universe, that is literally, you know, bringing me the red carpet now. It's just crazy. Everything is like, I'm in a place where, you know, I've been manifesting not manifesting, but thinking about going to the south, but I didn't know where exactly. So I was thinking about Colombia, Costa Rica, Brazil, but we will see. I will let universe guide me. And now universe is guiding me to go to Costa Rica. I just met so many people there. Some people invited me to different experiences, retreats. Wow, this is the red carpet. And I'm like, okay, now I'm supported. Wow.
That's a beautiful.
That was a long introduction.
Yeah, no. I mean, like you said, you don't know where to start. There's so much to share. That's amazing. You said so many things there that resonate with me and my story as well. I mean, the similar kind of path. I was a finance major in my undergraduate, and I wanted to make a lot of money. How can I make a lot of money? I want to be rich. And I was doing these jobs to make money, but I wasn't passionate about it. My heart wasn't in it. You know, and I realized one day with my spiritual awakening, you know, thanks to the cannabis plant, actually, at 26 years old for me, I'm not following my spiritual path. I don't even know what that means. And so I started to learn what it means for myself. And, you know, I quit my job. I left everything. I sold my condo in Chicago and I moved to California just randomly, you know, at 27 years old. And everybody thought I was crazy. I was losing my mind. What happened to Adrian, you know?
Of course. And
yeah, it's like, well, you know what I say? Normal is boring. Crazy is the way to be. And I moved to California, and that's where I discovered my real passion for cannabis as a healing plant. You know, it's been a plant that's been used for medicine for thousands of years all around the world. And I became an activist, you know, like a very passionate, like anybody that will listen to me talk about cannabis, I would talk to them, you know, my barber cutting my hair or the person in the grocery store in line next to me, like they're going to hear about cannabis and how good your endocannabinoid system is for you. And that's the conductor of the orchestra of your whole body, you know, and all of the stuff. Right. And then I started a business in the cannabis industry. 7 years ago, I had the first edible subscription box in California, and, you know, learned a lot of lessons about business and partnerships. And me and my friend started the business, and we couldn't figure out a way to work together. You know, it was like butting heads constantly, you know. So I learned that in business, it's like a marriage, you know, it has to be a good partnership. It doesn't matter how good your idea is. If you can't figure it out between you two, it's never going to work. So that's unfortunately how that ended, but it got me on my path of realizing what this, you know, my life purpose of like getting the truth out to people about all of these topics that are so taboo, you know, cannabis, plant medicines, and all of these things, meditation, you know, all of these things kind of have led me to meditation ultimately, right? And so I totally resonate with that, you know. And then the same with being alone too, like I can never be alone. I always had to be around people and talking to people. And even if I had a 10-minute walk, I would always have to call somebody, because being alone and, you know, in my own thoughts, it was scary. And it's like, well, what am I running from? You know? And so then I became even deeper and deeper and deeper. And at 30 years old, I started on the plant medicines, and those really opened up my eyes and my heart to different perspectives and dimensions and everything, you know. And but ultimately what I realized, like Dr. Joe talks about, you know, and one of my favorite phrases, that, you know, meditation and yoga and all of these deeper practices are like walking up the mountain, you know, but these plant medicines are like a helicopter ride to the top.
Yeah,
you know, you get to experience what's possible and like, whoa, but then you always come back down. And then it's all about the daily work, the integration after. What do you do with that experience, right? How do you integrate those insights into your daily life? Mm-hmm. And so I realized, well, the work is meditation. It is Dr. Joe's work. I mean, this is what it is. That's what it's all about. And so, especially after this retreat now in Dallas, I realized I'm diving in full head first into the ocean of the unknown, of meditation, of the science of meditation, like Dr. Joe so brilliantly puts together all of these complex ideas and topics of really far out there topics, you know, quantum physics and psychoneuroimmunology and epigenetics and really ancient, you know, practices and spirituality and meditation and chakras, but he calls them energy centers, you know, really, really brilliant, you know, language and combining it all together to really help people to realize, you know, the wholeness. That's what it's all about. Wholeness. That's what we're all looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, it's just really beautiful. I'm also very full of gratitude and love. My heart's been exploding with love and gratitude, especially since this event. Can you believe it's actually exactly a month ago that the event ended, October 8th?
No way. Oh, yeah. True. Oh, my goodness.
It's already been 1 month since Dallas, since we were on that boat party on the lake.
Man, so many things happened in 1 month. And I guess for you, too.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, just this last month, I feel like I could write a book about my life. I'm sure you too.
Welcome into the quantum field.
right. So tell me your story. Like, how did you get led to Dr. Joe Dispenza? What's your background with that? And then how you ended up to San Diego, your first retreat.
I just wanted to say before that everything that just resonates a lot. And I was thinking about it as well, that meditation is the key, because what came to me is that I was very grateful that I discovered all of that before the psychedelics. Mm-hmm. And I feel very called to try ayahuasca. I'm going to do that in Costa Rica for sure. Mm-hmm. But I'm very grateful that I discovered meditation before. Because, you know, I realized that this kind of experiences that you are living with meditation, I've heard some experiences with psychedelics that were very similar when I was comparing them. Maybe not as high as psychedelics, but very similar, especially when you are feeling, you know, this pure bliss, you know, the states of wholeness that you can achieve on your own, you know, by yourself with meditation. Mm-hmm. You can do that every day. Mm-hmm. And you don't need anything external to go there, right? And this is where I feel that, yeah, I'm so grateful, and I realized how powerful I am. We are, right? Mm-hmm. By doing this, man, we are so powerful. Our brain is like, wow.
Yeah. Yep. And also just to add as well, before you go on, same thing for me. I actually, before I touched any psychedelic, I did a 10-day Vipassana silent meditation retreat. And so that was my entry into meditation. Go meditate for 10 days in silence, 14 hours a day. It was so intense, and I had no idea what I was getting myself into, but I definitely experienced some of those deeper states there, deeper, you know, like DMT, you know, like DMT realms. Like when we do the pineal gland meditation and we activate the pineal gland and the DMT, like I experienced that little moments of it, you know, in that 10-day Vipassana meditation retreat. And then when I did psychedelics after, I was like, oh, it was like confirmation. It was validation of like, oh yeah, see, you got there already. This is just reminding you, you know, what you can do again on your own, naturally.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it's very powerful. Very, very powerful. And yeah, so much to talk about with the combination of meditation, psychedelics. I mean, they've done studies on long-term meditators' brains, 20, 30-year-plus meditators, right? And they study their brain. And then they study people on mushrooms, psychedelic mushrooms, same parts of the brain are lit up, same exact parts. So it's like the same thing. It's very similar. It's just, you know, how do you get there? Many paths, one truth, right?
Mm, Wow. Many paths run through. This is so powerful. I love it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So let me know about tell us about Dr. Joe, how he came into your life and how you ended up in San Diego for the first retreat.
Mm-hmm. So Dr. Joe came, I would say a year ago. Mm-hmm. I was already meditating, but not on a daily basis, you know, just sometimes, you know, I just wrote on YouTube, like a guided meditation, 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it's when I discovered Dr. Joe. Oh no, actually, no. I discovered him through podcast. And then I started his guided meditations and I was like, whoa, interesting. At the beginning, I was like, okay, I do not understand everything that he says, especially when he says space and those kind of stuff, you know? Just like, I was just so frustrated during my meditation. I was like, what does it mean? But I continued. And so I went deeper in my meditations in January, this is where I stopped. Because at this time, I was in a situation where I felt heartbroken. Mm. And heartbroken, and I felt, so I was dating a guy and I just had not so much confidence in me, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was just putting him on a pedestal, and you know, I was like, I just need to focus on me right now and to give myself some love. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna live in devotion, mm-hmm. and to harmony within me, you mm-hmm. know, for as a proof of love for myself. And this is where I started every single day to meditate. I was in some days some Dr. Joe's meditation, some days other ones. And in February, I remember that I've heard about his events. And I was like, wow, yeah, my heart is calling a lot to my heart, you know? And I was like, I need to go there. It was so, the call was so strong. So what I did is that, it's funny because I thought that to go there, I needed to buy the progressive retreat online.
Right.
That I needed to buy it. So it wasn't misunderstood, because you don't have to buy it, because when you buy normally the retreat, like the $2,000, mm-hmm. you have the progressive online included. But right. what I did is that I first bought the progressive online retreat, and I thought that I needed to do that to buy the retreat.
Ah, yeah.
So I just, but it was a good misunderstanding, because I did the progressive retreat online, mm-hmm. super fast, like in 2 weeks.
Yep.
And yep. I just like reprogrammed my brain in 2 weeks, and this was so powerful. And I was like, okay, now I can't go back. I need to study more of that. And so I bought the retreat. So it was in February. Yeah, February. And then I've been to San Diego in April. Was my first retreat. And at this time, I was like, as I told you, the call was so strong. I felt like I was almost pushed by the universe to go there, you know, because I didn't have money. So I just used my credit card. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I trust. And this is where it was the first time that I took a big leap, you know, a financial leap. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and said to myself, fuck that. Because I used to be very close to my finances, you know, managing super well my finances. I was like, fuck that. I need to go there. I'm going to use my credit cards and risk after. Uh-huh. And 2 months after, I just received the same amount back from my taxes, the same amount. I was like, yeah. So this was definitely supported by universe. And I went to San Diego and wow, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just San Diego is where I live, and just San Diego itself is wow, you know, but then Dr. Joe Dispenza and the retreat is extra wow.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So tell me about Okay, first of all, really interesting. You bought the progressive retreat before, because I did the exact same thing. I bought the progressive actually in December.
Okay.
And I watched the whole thing. Blew my mind. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It was like, whoa, this is amazing. And I said, I definitely want to go to one of his events.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't make it to the San Diego one. But then I saw that he was coming in Dallas. And so I said, okay, my parents live in Dallas, so I'll go there. I can see my family and Dr. Joe at the same time. And so it worked out. But, you know, I was also in a relationship that wasn't really serving me and my highest good. And I watched the progressive in December, but I wasn't ready to change. I wasn't ready for the information to really hit me. You know, when you're in a toxic relationship, it doesn't really matter what you do, you're going to be kind of stuck, right? And so, you know, in naturopathic medicine, we talk about getting to the root cause of what's causing people's issues instead of just covering up the symptoms. And oftentimes people's root cause is being in a toxic relationship. As soon as they leave the relationship, magic can unfold, right? You allow, like, by leaving the negative energy, you're allowing space for positive energy to come in. And so I didn't leave that relationship until July of this year. So from January until July was some of the hardest months of my entire life. You know, I also lost my dog in June, who I had for 14 years. And so it was very, very, very difficult. But I needed to go through that, you know, everything for a reason. And so, yeah, very interesting how we both bought the progressive before and we didn't even need to do that. But we needed it. We didn't know we needed it, but we needed it.
Right.
And I also want to just mention the synchronicities that are all over the place, right? When you're stepping into the quantum, but the synchronicities between you and I are pretty interesting. I've mentioned them to you before. You know, the number 23 is such a big number in my life. It's my birthday, October 23rd. My mom's is April 23rd. My parents' anniversary is September 23rd. My dad moved to this country August 23rd. My favorite basketball player growing up, Michael Jordan, 23. And then when you gave me your phone number and I saw your last four digits, 2323, I was like, whoa, this is weird. You know? And then not only that, but then when I first saw you at the retreat, I was like, oh, wow, there's something special about that Megan girl. And then I was talking to my table and I said, oh yeah, whatever, we were eating dessert. And I said, guys, if I were to be any kind of a chef, it'd be a pastry chef because I love dessert so much. Yeah. And then you, of course, big, beautiful pastries. What are the chances, right? And then the craziest one of all is I have this scar on my forehead from chicken pox when I was a little kid. And you have the same fucking scar. Like, what? Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. I just wanted to point those out for everybody.
And my birthday is on the 23rd.
Whoa, that's right. July 23rd, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
wow.
So funny.
Yeah, so synchronicities everywhere. But talk about how the San Diego retreat happened. Like, how did it go for you? What happened? What? How was the experience? And how was it after that?
Where to start again? So many things to tell, right? Yeah, it was mind blowing. You know, it was my first one.
Mm-hmm.
Being in this place with so many people that are here for the same reason, that is overcoming themselves to become a better version of themselves, mm-hmm. for themselves and for people around them, for the greatest good. Wow. So their energy was powerful, beautiful. And I just met so many beautiful souls. And I went, so the first one Yeah, between the first one and the second one, everything was so different. The first one, so it was my first one. At this time, I just read one book, The Becoming Supernatural, but I wasn't too deep in my understanding of Dr. Joe's work. So it was, yeah, new for me. So everything didn't click, but, you know, I've been living this, the whole experience. So I felt it, but I didn't have like, all of the information didn't really clicked 100%, you know? But it was amazing. It was amazing. And I'm just trying to remember what happened after that. After that. So yeah, my intention for this retreat was to just surrendering to the unknown, you know, and also putting the intention of finding guidance on what to do, you know, because at this time I was still at my 9-to-5 job, and I was like, I want to do so many things, and I love to have like more clarity on my path. And I saw visions of me speaking to people, you know, in like big rooms, and you know, doing some events and to help people open their hearts. And I realized that it was a call to use the power of my voice, you know, and my heart. Yeah, speak from the heart to people. And after the retreat, I started my YouTube channel. I shared my first video on Dr. Joe's retreat. And what I remember as well is that, yeah, at the first retreat, I was like, man, this is the key. This is the key. Like, this is where I want to go. Learning more and more, all of that, to be able to teach that to people, to help people. And because this is so powerful, you know, like seeing all of those beautiful souls there that are overcoming themselves, and some people having pain and cancer and like on wheelchair that are meditating like for 5 hours, you know, the Penumbra meditation. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's I need to share it, and I need to talk about it, you know. And what I remember as well is I had so much gratitude for Dr. Joe and his team, because I was like, man, this guy is just, is able to speak about all of those spiritual stuff that people used to be skeptical about, but he uses the universal language that is science, so that he can just speak to everyone. And you know, like you can't be skeptical after hearing all of that, because this is science, right?
Right.
And yeah, so I was like, yeah, this is I feel that it's very needed, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, you can be skeptical all of you want, but you know, like I've been sharing with people, the results are there. You can't deny the results. And I mean, we can just share from our retreat. There were multiple people that were legally blind at the beginning of the Dallas retreat. And at the end of 1 week, they could see.
Yeah, I got chills all over my body right now, man.
Like, what else do you need to hear? You know, people getting up out of their wheelchairs. Like that one story of the guy that was the chiropractor that shared, and how he had all of these different things going on, and 8 out of 10 pain, and everything he had been going through. And at the end of the retreat, he said, my pain is gone.
Oh my goodness. I was crying so much. I was like, yeah.
Me too. Me too. Wow. I was just like, whoa. And multiple stories of stage 4 cancers and multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's disease. I mean, it's what else do you need to hear? You know? And I share that with some people, and they look at me like, are you crazy, man? Like, what are you talking about? But it's like, look for yourself. It's right there. He's doing the research. Wow. University of California, San Diego, Dr. Halmel Patel, who I met with and I meditated with here in San Diego. So grateful for that. So grateful that I live here in San Diego every single day. And I was able to connect with him. And when he gave his presentation on the science and the research they're doing, holy shit.
Holy. Oh my goodness.
That really got me fired up. I was like, that's when I realized it's way above just me. It's way bigger than me. It's about changing the whole healthcare paradigm.
Yes. For
people to realize that they are their own self-healers. That's it. You know, and to raise their level of consciousness in the meantime, to realize that, and that's how it's going to be done, you know? Yeah.
They are doing so much work, so many studies. And next year, I know that it's going to be like, everything is going, I think he told that the research paper are going to be out next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's going to change a lot.
2023 is going to be a big year. No coincidence, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I also wanted to share that at the San Diego retreat, I had the opportunity to participate to the Genesis study. Oh. So they took my pressure, my blood, and my saliva before the event and after the event to measure the benefits of meditations. Mm. Pat did that as well, Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't have the results yet because they haven't shared that yet, but it's coming soon. But I know that it's, you know, the results will talk.
Oh yeah, yeah, they will speak very loudly for themselves, no doubt about that. Yeah, it's super exciting what's going on, and just the coherence healings, and wow. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Powerful is a understatement of a word of those coherence healings as the healer and the healees, I'm sure, but even just as the healers, I mean, you could feel the energy in that room. Was like Dr. Joe said, he doesn't mess around when it comes to the healings, and you could tell the energy just like went to a whole new level
in that room. Enter the room, like it's palpable, like you feel the energy, like, and it's crazy and beautiful to realize that we are all doing that with our heart, mm-hmm. with love,
mm-hmm.
you know, helping them to heal with our heart. Wow.
Yeah.
It's all about love.
It's all about love. All love. And, you know, and if anybody hasn't watched the movie Interstellar with Matthew McConaughey, watch it, because it's so good and so deep, and it literally talks about so many of these topics, but in regards to like outer space and like traveling through dimensions, and you know, the whole story between Matthew McConaughey and his daughter in the movie, and how love is able to travel through dimensions and through time and through all these things. Like, it's all about love at the end of the day.
I need to watch it again.
Yeah, I just watched it again last week because I was like, oh yeah, I need a reminder. And it was so powerful. Like, wow, I just started crying again, you know, like that's what it's about. Like, you can't, like so many guys, they're at the retreat that are like, I have a hard time, you know, stepping into my heart and emotions and letting the tears flow. But as soon as they did the coherence healing and then they put the love back on themselves, it was like waterfalls.
10 years of tears, like an ocean. Yeah.
And I have no problem with that. You know, I'm all emotions, all feelings. It's, I realize it's a superpower of mine that I didn't realize until recently, you know, as a male being so in touch with my emotions. You know, I'm a Scorpio sun, Cancer moon, Pisces rising. So I'm all water signs. So I'm all feelings, all emotions all the time. I always have been. As a little kid, we'd say bye to family, you know, in Europe or whatever, and I'll just be bawling like, oh, no. Oh, it's okay, Adrian. You don't have to cry. Like, I can't help it.
You know? Yeah, it's superpower. So beautiful.
Yeah, it's an example to show other men that, hey, it's okay to cry. It's actually manly to cry. You're not it's not manly to cry. Like, women appreciate men that can be vulnerable. Yeah. And touch with their
again, it's a program that we are told when we're young, you know, like, it's not okay to cry for boys, you know, boys don't cry. Yep. And since we are very suggestible to information when we are very young, it just becomes a real thing, you know,
yep,
in our brain, in our mind, because we are, it becomes a program. Yep. And all of your life, you're just like believing that.
And yep. A lot of our work as adults is to undo all of the programming that we've had from childhood, you know, all of the bad programming, and redo the programming into the good programming that we really want, you know. That's what it is. That's what it comes down to, you know.
Yeah.
So it's about doing that work every day with through meditation, you know, and that's what Dr. Joe's work is all about, is start every day in that state, in that state of gratitude, in that state full of love and that higher, you know, frequencies, higher, you know, consciousness. And then how do you think your day is going to go after that?
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty magical every day, as we've seen, you know, like we were just saying before we hit record, we could both write a book on how our life has been since this last month. And it's been 1 month.
So
tell me about your experience here in San Diego compared to, I mean, Dallas compared to San Diego. How was that for you?
Very, very different. It's interesting because between San Diego and Dallas, there were, I think, around 6 months, maybe. Yeah, 6 months, let's say. Mm-hmm. And I feel that my brain just, I became like, in 6 months, I feel that my brain has, let's say, it became much easier for me to understand things, especially in English, because I'm French, you know. Mm-hmm. So I could just had more vocabulary, learn more, you know, and it just, so for the event in Dallas, a total new understanding of everything, you know, everything, every information clicked, because also I was studying a lot of his work, you know, between both events. So I was like, whoa, like, this is like, I'm a new person right now, you know, so I have a new understanding of everything. And I went so deeper in my meditations as well. Yeah, very, very deep meditation, beautiful experiences. Mm-hmm. And very different. And actually, I am committing to go there at least 2 times a year. Yeah. So next year I'm going to do that again. Yeah. Because it's always, you know, it's, even if the teachings are the same, the experience is totally different, you know, the people and the synchronicities. I mean, there was at this, the one in Dallas, I saw Lewis House, you know, we saw Lewis House. Synchronicity, because I was asking for more guidance, you know, I was asking universe, like, am I on the right path? I wasn't sure. And I just saw Lewis House, and Lewis House was the guy that I was listening to like every single day when I started my self-development journey, you know. And I was like, okay, that's a sign, I guess. That's a sign.
Mm-hmm.
And other signs, yeah, you like doing podcasts and telling me about, you know, giving me tips, you know, and inviting me,
of course. So,
yeah, this is, yeah, synchronicities again and again and again. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be always a new experience, you know, even if it's, the teachings are the same. So, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. And just, I mean, I've told people, this whole retreat was worth it just for the people that I met, you know, like yourself and like Ramez and like Tyler and Emma and all of these beautiful people, Mesa and everybody. I don't want to forget anybody, but all of these people will be on my podcast, you know, and it's like, wow, soul family,
soul GoFundMe.
Is the only way to put it. I don't know how else to say it. You know, like yes. you know.
We were just magnet, you know, we came together, was super like organic, natural, you know?
Yeah. And especially I really got my mind blown to like multiple levels higher on that boat party. That thank you for inviting me again to that. Wow. That was special.
Yeah.
That was very special. And
yeah, the boat party.
Ramen. And I realized there on the boat when we were there and we were dancing and Ramez with his beautiful DJing of the beautiful vibes and music. And I'm looking over and I say, wow, there's the Gaylord Texan right there. You can see it still. That's where we just were all week. And then there's all this water in between us. And then here we are on this boat, raising the frequencies even higher in the waters between us to help to transmit the energy, you know, because water, as Dr. Joe talked about, is so powerful. And like literally as you're meditating, your ADH or your vasopressin in your body is getting increased so that your body can absorb and hold more water so that it can carry and transmit the information more. I mean, he got so deep on, I could barely even keep up, and I'm a doctor. I know exactly what he was talking about, but I was like, whoa, you know? And like, it's just, water is a big passion of mine, big, big passion, a topic of mine, not just H2O, right? It's so much deeper than that. And so when I have that realization on the boat of like, whoa, this is a big deal. What's going on right here? And then with Mesa, Dr. Mesa, who is so amazing. She's doing psychedelic research right now with MDMA and ketamine for MAPS, who's like leading the research in the country, in the world for psychedelic research. And she's one of the people doing the research with the patients in New Orleans. That's unbelievable, you know? And there she was chilling with us on the boat. Like, and then that's when we realized, and I'm going to put it out there into the universe, I'm speaking it into existence of how, because of us, we're connecting the Dr. Joe Dispenza meditation communities with the psychedelic communities and bringing it all together.
Yes.
And, you know, that's where some real crazy stuff is going to start to happen, because a lot of people can get there through meditation alone, right? A lot of people. But sometimes, once in a while, people need just a little bit of a push, just a little reminder, just a little, you know, something extra. And then, and not forever. It's not a pharmaceutical, you know, where you need to take this every day, the rest of your life now, and you've become a profitable patient for the pharmaceutical companies, right?
Yeah.
It's not like that. It's maybe once, maybe twice, maybe three times, whatever. And then now you get it. Now you see what's possible. You stepped into the quantum, into the void, and you know, like you feel it. Honestly, words are so limiting. They're so hard to describe some of these experiences. You know, that's the key characteristics of, they say, of a psychedelic experience is it's ineffable. Ineffable means there are no words to describe it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's like, you just feel it. You just feel it as a feeling, you know? And that's why in the 5D, when you step out of the 3D and you enter into the 5D, telepathic communication is very real. And I don't know if you've experienced telepathic communication, but I have. And it's crazy. And it's powerful. And, you know, you don't have to say anything. You just know.
Yeah. I didn't know that it was telepathic communication, but now I understand. Yeah. I think I've experienced that. Just by connecting with, you know, with the person in front of you, the eyes, their energy, and it's, yeah.
So you're moving to Costa Rica. Tell me about that. What's going on down there, except for Envision Festival? What else are you going to do?
So right now, the first thing that I'm going to do normally to be confirmed, I was invited to to a friend's retreat. She's organizing a retreat for burnout people. And she told me that she needed as model for breathwork. And she proposed me to come there and like being just paid for that and my flight ticket. And I was like, okay, yeah, of course.
Sounds great.
No, really, it sounds great. Thank you. Yeah. Red card. Uh-huh. And another friend of mine invited me to a moon dance. A moon dance is dancing 4 days only with women.
Wow.
And I don't want to talk about it too much because it's like I don't have all of the information right now, so I don't want to say like talk about it in the not clear way, you know. But it's sure. I know that it's a very sacred dance with elders, and that it enables you to connect more with the medicine woman inside of you, just connect more with your soul. And we were going to do temazcal as well, and you're dancing around the fire, and like it's very, very sacred. But I need to learn more about it. Actually, there is we need to do a diet before like ayahuasca, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, not eating meat or like very soul nourishing food, you know, and not so soul nourishing, but like very high energy food. Energy food, yeah. Mm-hmm. And like I guess vegetarian, and you know, no sexual activities, not being with a lot of people before. Yeah. Read books as well. So like, yeah, we have to do preparation for that, and I'm going to do that, and I'm so grateful. It just came to me, and I was asking universe to guide me to experiences where I can connect more to the medicine woman inside of me, and it's just it's happening. So I'm very grateful.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And then as well, you know, we're going to like, yeah, the tribe is going to be there. And yeah.
I don't have my ticket yet, but if you said that Tyler has extra, then I think that one of those tickets has my name on it. I need to be there. And Vision has been on my list for a long time. So yeah, I will be there. I don't know how, but I'm leaving it up to the universe, to the divine.
Yeah.
wow. Moon dance. Interesting. Also today, no coincidence, is the full moon.
Yeah.
True. Very powerful. Very powerful full moon. Yeah. So of course we just happen to record our podcast on the full moon.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah.
So what is it that you're looking forward to most in the future? Like, what do you envision when you're in your meditations and you're looking, you're creating the life that's that red carpet life for you? What does that look like? You know, give me a little peek inside of your envisions, if you don't mind sharing.
Of course. I would say that right now I'm consciously creating my future by living every day with that vision of the future inside of my head. My vision of the future is, you know, traveling, speaking, help people to open their heart, participate to some events, do some podcasts. This is like the vision, you know, and it's not like the clearest vision. But it's, I feel that, you know, like I feel it in my heart. I feel the call to use more of my voice, you know, to speak more, something that I used to be afraid of and that I'm doing now. It's amazing.
You're doing great. You're doing great. And English is your second language too. How about that?
Yes.
How about with French? Do you have an interest in kind of going back to the roots and helping out the French speaking populations around the world and France? And is that part of the vision as well?
Yeah, it's part of the vision. Later. For now, it's more, my vision is more to travel. And right now I'm just I'm going to take a one-way ticket to Costa Rica. I'm not going to move there, but I just want to, you know, travel to maybe different countries and surrender to the unknown, because I feel that my, call it whatever you want, like my guide or spirit, like is, are calling me to, asking me to go there. It's like, it's so, the call is so strong. So I trust that. I trust that I feel that I'm going to live new experiences that will guide me to my vision of the future, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of, it's interesting because it's a dance, you know, it's about surrendering to the unknown, but as well taking actions, you know?
Right.
It's important. So I don't have like the best structure, you know, in my day-to-day life, but I'm taking actions, you know, like, oh, maybe I should post something, I should do a video, I should do an interview, a podcast, you know. Mm-hmm. and this is where I feel very proud of myself. I feel good with that because I don't do nothing, you know.
Right.
I'm taking action, even if there is no structure, like a very, very good structure. I'm taking action. And right now I have a coach now. So I'm starting my first coaching session tomorrow with her, with a friend of mine. She's amazing. I'm very grateful for her. Mm-hmm. And she also came like in my life, you know, it's a new synchronicities. And I was like, this woman, I love her. Like, I love the way she speaks and she really inspires me. And yeah, she's my coach now. And I felt the call to have someone to support me in that, to support me in that, in my vision, and also to provide me a bit more of structure, you know. Mm-hmm. And I know that she's the best for that. So she's gonna help me a lot on that. And also to be accountable to someone. Mm-hmm. And to stick to my vision of the future, because, you know, I see that vision, me speaking to people, but sometimes I doubt of it, and I'm like, oh, I have so many things that I like to do. I love dancing, I love cooking, and I was like, oh, maybe I should go there or should go there. But this is where I'm starting to lose myself a little bit, and I start to explore again and again new possibilities instead of commit to something. Mm-hmm. And I feel that this is so important to commit to one thing, you know, like and this is where I find also that I feel more confident if I commit to one project, to be an expert in one thing, one area.
Yeah.
I will feel so good, you know, instead of having like your energy spread in different areas.
Yeah.
And it's the same for that, or for relationship as well, you know. I realize that being with one person is making a choice to be with one person, and this is where you find freedom in that choice, because you are committing to one person and to go deep, you know, and with that person.
Yeah.
And your project, instead of having like your head everywhere or with too much choices or too much people, you know, like just being committed. And so this is a commitment, is a beautiful medicine that I connected to over the last few weeks. Mm. And it's not easy. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. But I feel the call to be committed to that. To focus on that and to take action. So right now I don't know if I'm gonna do some coaching or a course, but it's a work in progress. I will see. Mm-hmm. But it's around that, you know, around meditation and helping to demystify meditation, you know, all of, I'm just working with Dr. Joe's teachings, and I really want to help people with that.
I love the demystifying meditation with Megan.
Yeah.
Love that.
That was good. Yeah.
I love that. Wow. Yes. You said a lot of good things right there. Really, really, really good. One of them, commitment. And I, this month of November, decided to commit to a 100% completely sober month. No cannabis, no alcohol, no other drugs of any kind, no plant medicines, nothing. And just to go deep, deep, deep within myself. And it's been amazing. I mean, it's only been 8 days and I feel like I told you, Superman and Batman combined.
And
I also committed to semen retention, you know, as a male holding in our semen and not wasting it. You know, our sexual energy is so powerful. And especially me as a Scorpio, sexual energy is like ruled my life. And especially when I waste it, it's like just waste, you know. And so being able to hold that energy and recirculate it through has just been so powerful for me. I can't even begin to describe, but definitely to any men out there listening, look into semen retention and the power of it. You know, Chinese medicine, they call it Jing energy. And that energy, it literally creates life. You know, it's life force energy. And for us as males, when we just waste that, it's like, it's really crazy, you know, how common it is and addiction to porn and all these things that guys can deal with, guys and girls, but especially guys, you know. And when you're able to save that energy and use it for transforming, you know, transmuting that energy into like creation. It's really, really powerful.
Yeah, it resonates a lot. This year, when I stopped dating apps and dating men.
Yeah.
Wow, like it changed everything.
Yeah.
This is when I focus on to consciously create my future and be focused on that every day.
Yeah.
And I know, like, was super uncomfortable because I was like, oh, I'm alone, I want to see men. No, just focus on that right now. You need that. And
definitely. Yeah, it's powerful. It takes courage, you know, to commit to something like that. But on the other side of that unknown is some magical things waiting to happen for you. You know, like Dr. Joe said, one of my favorite things he said is, the unknown has never, ever, 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 ever let him down, ever. You know?
I guess chills, yeah.
Yeah. Me too. It's like once you trust and really surrender and let go, get ready for the ride of your life.
Get ready for the red carpet.
Yes. I love the red carpet, the red carpet lifestyle. That's what we deserve, you know? Divine goddess in you. It deserves that red carpet treatment always. One other thing, I know you are big into the Aubrey Marcus community, and you're a big fan of his, and same with me as well. What are your thoughts on how he went through the whole open relationship thing, you know, and was a big proponent of open and, you know, poly and all of these things. And now he's switched and got married to Vailana and is all about conscious monogamy. You know, is that like, what's your, you know, take on all of that? Like, obviously you ended up on conscious monogamy as your preference as well, but like, what are your thoughts on that? With Aubrey specifically.
When he shared his story, I was like super inspired. And Vailana and Aubrey are one of the couple that I really admire, you know, and I take as example of what I want. And they really helped me to know what I want. You know, I think I heard about this story at the beginning of the year and I was like, I won't settle for less than that. Because he just put, listening to all of this story enabled me to put words on the thing that I just wanted all my life, you know, but I didn't know. And seeing that, I was like, this is exactly what my soul wants, you know. Mm-hmm. It resonates so much. So yeah, they're really inspiring me.
Because you understand what I mean about like his progression through it all. Like he used to talk about open relationships as like the best thing, and you know, it's the way to go, and it's not for everybody, but you know, it's great, and you know, open, and you know, love has no boundaries. And so if I love you, then why can't you be with another man and I be with another girl, and we're all just, you know. And it honestly, it inspired me in my relationship that I was in. We did an open for a year, and we learned a lot of lessons, and wow, is it difficult, you know, and especially like with me, I've had trust issues from my past. I've had a lot of jealousy issues, you know, so it really forced me to face those. And like one of my favorite quotes, the cave you fear to enter contains the treasure you seek.
Oof.
You know? And so like my ultimate cave I feared was like, well, is this girl gonna, you know, is this girl gonna fall for somebody else? You know, I'm gonna allow her to be with other men, right? Is she gonna fall for one of these other guys? And that's exactly what happened with me. I had, you know, a girlfriend, she was 10 years younger than me, and I was encouraging her, you know? Yeah, sure. Yeah. You know, you're younger, you're in college. Yeah, please go hook up with guys, no problem. And what are the risks of an open relationship? You end up falling for the other person, and that's what happened. And it was a really difficult, horrible situation, you know, a love triangle, you might call it. And very, very, very crazy. But you know what I realized? This manifesting, law of attraction, all of these things, they work for the good. They also work for the bad too. You get what you're thinking about most of the time. So if you're afraid and you're fearful of being cheated on or being left or whatever all the time, what do you think you're attracting into your life?
Absolutely.
Amen. You know, and that's exactly what happened with me. Mm-hmm. And also just with being cheated on, that's what happened to me multiple times with her. I've never shared any of this on my podcast, by the way, so I'm being very vulnerable.
thank you.
Thank you for holding space. I realized that how can you expect honesty when you're being a liar too?
Oof.
Right? How can I expect somebody to be honest when I never cheated physically, but anytime we'd get in a fight, I'd go around and text some other girls, message some girls randomly, you know, hey, you know, let's talk sexually, whatever. What the hell is I doing? Right? How am I going to do that and then expect her not to be doing things? Right? So powerful.
And a thing that just came to my mind is when he was with Bailana. No, it was
the girl before, the blonde girl. I forgot her name too.
No, this is not where I wanted to go. Where I wanted to go is he talked about this with also Benjamin and Azria Baker. I don't know if you know them. They wrote I just read this book. I read this book in 4 days.
I haven't even read it yet. I probably will read it in just one sitting. I can tell. It's a very powerful book. I know.
So, wow. I love this book. It just, everything resonated in each cell of my body.
Yeah.
Wow. And tell me when you're going to be reading that again. I would love to talk about it with you. And they are talking about the full fuck yes. And when Aubrey, he told that in his podcast, I think, when he came with Vailana, he was like, okay, now I know what they're talking about. I know what the full fuck yes is. You know, when there is no doubt, this is just like natural, organic, you know.
Mm.
And this is for me, I know that it's going to be that, you know, when I meet like my king, let's say, I feel that it's going to be a full fuck yes in each cell of my body, you know, without thinking about, yeah, without having any doubts, you know. And yeah, this podcast is very powerful with them, Aubrey and Benjamin, as we are, and Vailana. Yeah, the full fuck yes. And it's the same in relationship or with a project, you know. That's why right now I'm looking for my full fuck yes project to commit to. You know, I really want to be like, fuck yes, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm waking up for every single day as a child, you know, like an excited child every single day to serve people. And this is what I want to feel, you know, in my body.
Yeah. And because I think we're the same, and that if our heart's not in it, we can't half-ass something, you know. It's like we're either all the way in, full fuck yes, or fuck no.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. And also it's good to use it also for just taking decisions in your life, you know, like, should I go see that person? Should I go to that event? Full fuck yes. Or just like, do you have doubts, you know? And yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like we could talk for a long, long time about many topics, but I feel like this is a pretty good point to stop right now, unless you have something else on your heart or your mind to share with the world.
No, I agree. So many things to talk about. And we've been talking about relationship, meditation, psychedelics.
And just the beginning of so much more. I feel like this is part one of a multi-part podcast here, and I can't wait to be on your podcast when you start it.
Yeah. It's very
awesome. Well, infinitely grateful, so full of love and gratitude for you, Megan. You're such a beautiful soul inside and out, and really grateful that we met and that we're friends and soul family, and much more to come. So I appreciate you beyond words, and thank you so much for being here and for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was such an honor to be here. So grateful that we have this beautiful conversation together, and you invited me here. You know, I got out of my comfort zone, and I'm very happy I did that, you know, because it was a wonderful moment. And I just realized that I want more of that. So thank you.
You're so welcome. And you did an amazing job. I'm really, really proud and happy for you. This is a big step. And I'm excited. I'm excited for us both. And so thank you
so
much.
My heart is just so open with this conversation, for real. Like,
I know, right? Same. Well, thank you, everybody. And we'll talk again soon. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.